Our system of government was built on important beliefs, including an open and free political system empowered by people through their support for politicians and parties. The challenge for some people who work in government is how this freedom can actually be restricted and even come at cost in some cases. That cost is currently being paid by a group of Bergen County employees who received termination notices. While the county claims these dismissals are due to budgetary reasons, the employees are saying that's, in fact, political revenge. Here with the details about the lawsuit that has come from all this is the attorney for the Bergen County employees, partner in the law firm of Brock Eichler, Anthony Ranione. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you to clarify some of the, I guess we should say, in light of the fact we're talking about Bergen County, the continuing political games of Bergen County, but we've talked about it often here on the show. The website for the law firm that Anthony is with is brockeichler.com. And give us the background on the story. What was the situation that came to your door?
The situation that came to my door was one employee initially came to me about what she believed to be some employment discrimination and whistleblower violations. But in the midst of that discussion, she had gotten a layoff notice along with about 20 or 21 other employees. And according to this particular plaintiff, and confirmed by the fact that we have 8 plaintiffs now, all of the 8 I have, and we believe the full list of 21, were selected for termination solely because they were not supporters of the current county executive, James Tedesco, and the Democrat Party. And our group includes Republicans, independents, and a Democrat. So this was not a strictly Republican-Democrat issue. This is a you-didn't-support-me issue.
Wasn't there one among the group who was under the Tedesco's predecessor, Republican Kathleen Donovan, who was in a office official position who actually took a cut in position and pay?
I think you're referring to Vanessa Lagarde.
Yes.
She's one of the plaintiffs. She was actually Kathy Donovan's deputy chief of staff, I believe, but that is certainly not the position she was maintaining once Tedesco got elected. All of these plaintiffs are civil servants. They have civil service titles. And our position, which actually has not been disputed by Bergen County or Mr. Tedesco and the other defendants, is that these are not policymaking positions. And the impact of that is, under the First Amendment in the New Jersey Constitution, you can't fire someone in a non-policymaking position simply because they didn't support you.
Did any of these plaintiffs do anything in a political campaign? I reflect back. I used to work at a military base back in high school, and as far as the federal law at the time was concerned, you couldn't even wear a campaign button on the grounds. So, did they do any activity as far as official campaign roles? Not on the clock, obviously, but in any way, shape, or form for Ms. Donovan.
No. They all were known supporters of Ms. Donovan or known non-supporters of Mr. Tedesco. And what I mean by that is some of them were apolitical. They just didn't take a side. But they all clearly, if you read their affidavits, had a connection with Ms. Donovan. And we believe this was because of that connection and the non-support of Tedesco. And you just brought up a good example of how you remember your days on a military base. You couldn't even wear a button. Well, it's a little bit different out in the public sector outside of the military. It's been the law for a long, long time. The U.S. Supreme Court, in a case called Elrod versus Burns, has said the First Amendment free association right includes the right to support a candidate, to not support a candidate, and to not be political at all. And when you have people like this, civil servants without, you know, any high-level positions in government, the law is clear. You cannot terminate them because they didn't support you. And that is exactly what we believe happened here. And in fact, the district judge who heard the injunction application last week made a specific finding on the record that we had made a very strong showing on our case that we were selected for termination because of who we didn't support. Unfortunately, she did not grant the injunction for other reasons, and we think that ultimately she did not get the law correct, and we are actually filing today a notice of appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit and seeking to get an injunction from them before December 31, which is the deadline and the date that the layoffs are supposed to go into effect.
I'm with Attorney Anthony Ranione from the law firm of Brock Eichler regarding a case of up to 21, maybe even, and we'll talk about this in a second, too, maybe more Bergen County employees who are facing firings, the claim being for budgetary reasons. The realization is that it could be for a political revenge. BrockEichler.com is the website for Anthony's law firm. and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Regarding the county claim of budgetary reasons, has there been a significant number of firings if the budget is so shaky and this is where they're looking to save money?
Not that we can see. And they've, in fact, just come forward and said there was a list of 21 people, and that is the list we've selected for layoff for budgetary reasons. But the silence was deafening in court last Friday. There was not a single denial by Mr. Tedesco or the administrator, Mr. Novelli, who was also a defendant. They did not deny expressly that this list of 21 was picked for political retaliation. And that, to me, was the most telling fact. You know, this is a civil proceeding, and silence can be used against you, unlike in a criminal proceeding. And even the judge noted that was a gaping hole in the defense, that they had not expressly said, "Judge, we didn't do it." that judge, this is not the way it happened.
Well, they would have a problem making that claim, because I saw a report that the county is actually advertising to fill one of the jobs that one of the employees is being targeted for termination.
That is absolutely true. And in fact, one of the employees, Christine Healy, who was a plaintiff, she was removed earlier this year, we say wrongfully, from her position as purchasing agent. Yet, lo and behold, they're advertising the purchasing agent position. So there's a lot here, and it's instances like that. We also had undisputed instances of, in the case of Joyce Sanfilippo, a plaintiff, she was replaced by a Democrat and a known supporter of James Tedesco. And again, the defendants did not explain or attempt to defend that at all. So prior to the terminations, there were a series of transfers and attempts to get these people, we believe, to resign by sending them to jobs where there was nothing to do, long commutes away from home, and it didn't work. And so now we have a layoff list of 21 people that we believe was selected for political reasons.
Are these the only people in this situation right now that you know of, or is there, and I started to get into this with the bridge I did before, is the possibility existing that this could expand?
At this point, the only information I have is there's a 21-person list for layoff effective December 31. I have no information that it's bigger than that, and I don't believe it is, because I think it was a very small group, because that's who they were targeting for termination for political reasons. I do not believe this was for reasons of economy and efficiency.
Do any of these employees come under any government worker unions, and if so, have the union step forward to say anything?
No, so all but one of the employees selected is a member of one of two unions in Bergen County, and unfortunately, my clients have been less than impressed with the representation by the unions. The unions have not, at this point, taken an active role. The unions, we do not believe, did their job when this layoff list came out, in letting it be known that they do not believe it's a valid layoff. But ultimately, you know, the unions are going to do what the unions do. I am here to represent my 8 clients and potentially a class as big as 21 people. And we intend to prove our case that this was an unconstitutional layoff. And whether we get an injunction or not by the end of the year, as the district judge said, this case goes on. And her exact words were she would not be impressed with a motion to dismiss by the defendants right now, meaning that she absolutely believes there's a claim there. She just wasn't willing to stop the layoff itself at the end of the year right now.
Well, the judge did say, too, that as much as the system allows, she is putting this on the fast track.
Yeah, she did say that, we had asked for that, you know, in light of she, you know, the judge did a good job. She handled a lot of information in a very quick period of time. And so when she said she was not going to grant the injunction, we actually requested expedited discovery. We, in fact, asked for depositions this week of Mr. Tedesco and Mr. Novelli to explain how this list was prepared. The judge didn't grant that request, but she did agree to expedite and move discovery along as quickly as possible.
You know, we'll certainly keep an eye on this, and we always hope that when you go in to do whatever your job is, you do your job well, efficiently, effectively, even exceed expectations. You think that's job security, but apparently in the case of Bergen County and Bergen County employees, it's who you know and who you support. It gives you the payday, and if you run counter to that, it does come at a price. But fortunately, we have people who are willing to step up to make sure that the ship stays afloat and things are done right and fair. And that's one of the things that we hope is the resolution of this situation. Learn more about the work of the law firm Brock Eichler. Their website is brockeichler.com. And we're joined this morning by one of the partners in the law firm of Brock Eichler, Anthony Renone. Anthony, thanks so much for doing right for the people, and thanks for being here this morning.